there is a ministry of old and new alongside each other. Jesus Christ really will not share a platform with John Baptist. Why? Because they work in different ways. And this is coming through in this verse. Disciples of John, they came, why do we and the Pharisees often fast, but your disciples don't fast? And what's the difference here? Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, then they will fast. So he's saying, well, there's going to come a time when my disciples will fast, but that's not yet. Well, that's fairly simple. Nothing particularly profound there. They're happy. I'm here. Everything's okay. They're not particularly mourning or seeking yet. I'm with them. But then come the two parables. And they're quite difficult parables. When you first read them, you wonder what they mean. Verse 16, no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. For the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Well, that's clear. And nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins and both are preserved. Well, that's clear then, isn't it? You think, why did he say that? Those two parables, what do they mean? And what he's saying here is, because you've got to remember the context, John Baptist and what they're doing and Jesus and what he's doing. He's saying, look, I can't teach my disciples to pray like me. Because they can't do it. You know, when Jesus came, he was a new man. And the teaching to be like Jesus has no relevance unless we are new men. And they weren't new men. His disciples were not yet new men. So let's look at this again. Let's look at these two parables in that light. First parable about a coat and a coat that needs a patch. And it's an old coat. Now, I should have brought a few props here. I love to take props at this moment and try and show you what I mean, because I'm very tall. And if I have a translator, I often take my coat off and put it on my translator, especially because they're often very small compared to me. But once I was in Cameroon and I was preaching in a church in Cameroon, in Douala, and before the service, there's an afternoon service at 3 p.m., and there was somebody in the hospital just about 200 meters down the road. So I went to visit them and pray with them and so on, and then I came back out at 2:30 with plenty of time, and as I came to the door of the hospital, it's tropical, same climate as in Singapore, the sky grew black, and I looked at the sky, and then just as I was about to leave, the skies burst, and it rained, the kind of rain that you would get drenched like jumping in a swimming pool. So I saw a taxi just pulling up there. So I ran to the taxi, getting almost drenched. But I got to that, I said, take me the 200 meters down the road. Well, we set off, and of course, this isn't Singapore with lovely drains and canals. This is Douala, where everything floods. And within a couple of minutes, we were going through water this deep and then this deep. And then, of course, what happens? The engine stalls because the water goes up the exhaust pipe. And so I have to get out now and push the taxi out of the water so that he can now. And then he can't go forward. So we go down this road, down another road, and down another road. And eventually, after driving about 2 miles instead of 200 meters, we arrive at the and I'm absolutely wet. So the pastor looks at me and says, well, you can't preach like that, can you? He says, come back here, I'll give you some clothes. Now, he was not my size. So I had to get changed, and I came back in, and his trousers were something like this. I don't know if you can see. Oh, he's going to show me on the video. Now, I'm going to be careful here. This will be there for everybody. I'll go over this side where he can't see me. But the trousers were very short. And you know, everything was very quite tight. The thing was, I put his clothes on, and they didn't fit me. They didn't fit me. This is what Jesus is saying in the first parable. If you've got a coat, an old coat, and a new piece of cloth, first of all, the old coat fits another kind of man. The old covenant fits an old man. The new covenant, which Jesus is really wearing, and we'll come to it later on and explain it more, but Jesus is wearing a different kind of life. When I say he's wearing it, he is the life. He's a different kind of life. He's a different order of life. When you look at Jesus Christ, he is a different man in a different way, in a different order. And he says, look, the old covenant was made for old men like that, sinners, really. If I take my lifestyle and try and patch it onto that coat, you know, the coat is for another kind of person. It's a different kind of material. And none of that, it's a really old coat anyway. It doesn't fit. There's a mismatch. So you cannot take the teaching of Jesus and really apply it to people who are not partaking in the life of Christ. This new life belongs to new men. And if you try and teach these disciples how to pray, it's going to really tear them. They can pray like John Baptist, but they can't pray like me. And what we're going to see as we go on, that there's a kind of praying like John Baptist, like Moses. There's a kind of praying, there's a kind of living, there's a kind of lifestyle that suits a certain kind of teaching. And that teaching will, and it really, I suppose, to sum it up, you'd say it's an outward kind of Christianity. Merely outward. But there's another kind which is Christ-like. It's centered around a totally new man, a new way of praying, a new way of thinking, a new way of everything is different. And that, for that to happen, this teaching belongs to new men. I've got to make them new before it fits. That's the first parable. The second parable is similar. And he says, well, you cannot put new wine in old skins. Now, the new wine in the Bible is not a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Wine in the Bible is a symbol of the blood of Christ. And there's a difference. But here he's talking about new wine. He's talking about something that he's going to give. He's going to give new wine. This new teaching on prayer is new wine. This new wine is not just teaching, it's life, the life of Christ. He said, if you put new wine into old bottles, old skins, what will happen is the old skins will burst. What's he talking about? Well, of course, the word bottle, if you've got the King James Version, you've got the word bottle, and that's very confusing. Because you think of a glass bottle. But what he's talking about here is a skin. And if you know anything about skins, what happens is when you've got a skin, what happens with skins is they harden. especially as they've been used once